We had to continue, so we released it.
Because, you know, because that's the way we work, so it's nothing which influences if somebody steps out for a little while.
Do you think that he had an influence on the band, in that the new single that he wasn't working on is a little more dance-oriented?
No, not at all,
because we made our demo for an album, because while he was working on this album, we were working on the Simon's album. We just picked the more danceable songs, because
it's a single.
Because it's a 12-inch, because you have to pick some danceable songs.
Like you did
so
with
that's
the
day. Reason.
Yeah,
okay.
Like we did with a day, and Strange and more danceable songs on the first album.
He recorded another version of Equal Ways on Sleeps With The Fishes. Did he write that song, or was that a...
No, it's Simon's had this big mistake on the sleeve that he written those songs.
Why do you think he would choose to record a song that he did?
On the album, like Stumble and Falls Equal Ways, on the first album, the second album, was singing after the call. So that's the way he... And I think, well, it's more in his direction, it's slower ones.
Did he have a lot to do with the instrumentals on the Medusa album?
The three of us were involved in the... I mean,
do you three write most of the material? I noticed you have two new members. The person named Frank was in the band. Is that right?
Frank is the guitarist who plays live with us.
Oh, okay.
And Will Amphis is the drummer. This is
also
playing the guitar.
Is this the first time you've had a drummer in a while? Or you use a drum machine?
Drummer on the first and second album as well.
Okay.
But also along with a rhythm machine.
Or the rhythm machine. Are you going to use that tonight in concert?
Well, we use some rhythm tracks.
What about your very first album, Subsequent Pleasures?
It's not available anymore. We only made 500 copies.
I heard about that. 500 copies only available in Holland.
I prefer nobody.
Not to talk about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, not to talk
about I've never actually... Well, I've heard Muscovite Mosquito, but it's a different version.
Yeah.
Probably. Why did you decide to record that song again for Lonely as an Ice?
It's not again. It's like...
Like,
the way we put our songs together on that Subsequent Pleasures is the way, like, make a demo on the record instead of, well... The song was there, we just worked it out in the way we normally do on an album. So that's the reason why we result from the demo version into the real recording version.
So the first album was a really rough recording?
It's just a 4-track recording.
Yeah.
4-track.
Like, that's called the
Do you still have the rights to it? Would you be interested in... How come 4AD hasn't approached you, or have they, about releasing it as an album?
Oh, no. They haven't got the rights, and we will not release it.
You're not happy with it? Do you do any of those songs live anymore?
No, we only kept the music.
Is that your favorite song in the period?
Yeah.
This is your first U.S. tour? Is this the first time you've been to America?
For me, it's the first time I've been here.
And you've been here for about, 3 weeks now, maybe two?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Do you think you have a larger audience out here, or is it back east, or...?
Not really, because what's California? I mean, you get Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and we're starting up north, and we're going south as well, so it's like, I can't remember it's a world tour.
Did you, how do you think the audiences react to you in California as opposed to in New York or in Europe? Or is it pretty much the same all over?
Well, in Europe you have a lot of differences between like the south of Europe and the north of Europe. The south is very antagonistic and the north is standing and listening.
Which do you prefer?
I can't tell. I mean, it's, you know, the people are listening, even if I stand still and don't dance. But I think the Americans are pretty antagonistic.
Do you want them to dance now that you're doing more dance-oriented music, like the some? You don't want them to do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
Are you planning to come back anytime soon when you have the new album recorded?
Yeah, I think at the end of the year we will do the album.
When is the album due out?
Hopefully September.
September. Are you going to get an American record contract with that? Because the Relativity released your first 4AD album, but not the second one. Do you know why that was?
Because I didn't want to work with Relativity.
Ivo didn't like Relativity.
You can't say, well, the fact that you've got to work, you've got to sign with them for 5 years now. But for 4AD, now they're through the business.
Does Ivo take control of some parts of the band?
Oh, the band?
No.
That's the wonderful thing about 4AD. They never get involved.
Just paying the bills, that's what they do.
What about 23 Envelope and the people who work, Vaughn Oliver and Nigel Grierson? How about, are you involved with the design of your covers for your albums?
Yeah.
How so?
Most of the time I'm involved with working with Vaughn. And I give him an idea and we talk about it and...
What about the video for Muscovia Mosquito?
Nigel Grierson, he directed the video as well. He worked like, well, it was kind of a project for the 24-23 envelope. Nigel Grierson was one of the 23 envelope directed film. Well, he was the director, so we had 2 days for sure.
2 days?
Yeah.
Are you planning on doing more videos? Where was it filmed?
In London.
Do you reside in England now, as opposed to home?
No, we still live in London.
Still live in Holland?
We don't spend much time.
Do you, when you play in Holland, do you sing in Dutch or do you sing in English?
English.
You sing in English? Have
you
ever thought about
it?
You can't
it's
sing
a
it in Dutch.
Sing.
How do you think of yourself as a band? Do you think of yourself as a rock and roll band, or you just totally want to avoid categories?
We like to avoid them. Yeah. It's not rock and roll.
Are you touring now as a primary tour for your fans who've been with you for a while and you've never got over here, or is this a Blind Hearts tour?
Oh no, we didn't know what to expect. It's just a tour to see what happens. I think it's helping us, Blind Hearts has been released because it got higher in the charts.
We set up a tour to get acquainted with America for us. We know what to expect the next time to promote a new album, and in a way it's to back up the new 12 inch, but it's more coincident than really planned, because they just arranged it I think January or February. They made sure that they arranged the tour for us, and in the time was released for 2 months already.
Are you, do you have anything to do with marketing the 12-inch? I noticed that college radio is heavily on the new single. Are you looking for more commercial radio airplay? Not really? Have you been listening to much radio?
Right,
you think it's alright? Do you listen to radios
any,
over there?
Any radio, that's what's radio for, isn't it? If they play good music.
Uh-huh.
Can't stop them.
Well, some radio is, well, at least in my opinion, some college radio at least is to present music as an art form, perhaps, and commercial radio to make money from it.
Well, I think well, people told me about commercial radio, that, well, in a way we signed up for these, so that's the reason why they won't play certain groups, because it's like there's no business involved, so we, in that way, well, we have to forget commercial radio anyway. If they want to play, of course, we're not going to stop them. Mm.
Would you appear on Top of the Pops?
If we need to back up a single, if it's on Top of the Pops, yeah, we do.
Would you feel uncomfortable lip syncing to like one of your songs?
Martin?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Not really. Because it's like a shooting a video.
Yeah. How many John Peel sessions have you done?
Two.
Last that we got bored of it, so we'll never do it again.
Never do it again?
It's in 5 hours, recording 3 songs.
Really?
It's I think it's a bit silly though. I mean, the Better Play record is now trying to create a song again.
I thought it was more spontaneous than that.
Not really.
Yeah, but
no,
it's
like
very difficult if you use a lot of equipment to get a song right.
Yeah, so skip the spontaneous side of it. I mean, if you go in the studio and you've got to record, well, if you want to do a proper recording, then you've got to be a bit critical on the technical side. You just ran out of time. So you've got to prepare that time. So it's nothing spontaneous about it. So it's like John Peel's more rock orientated as well, because they used to plug in 3 guitars and 1 drummer, and they set up all the gear and just play 3 songs and that's it. So you will be able to make it on time. But if you're using more sophisticated instruments, it's a bit, you run out of time, so it's really a drag.
Does he use like a 24-track machine in the studio for over the air?
Yeah, and it's all recorded by rules, so you can't improvise really. If you've got some sucker problems or something, they first got to get out and get an engineer out, because he's allowed to do it and nobody else. So that's a skill. It's really tight rules in England. It's a bit funny up there.
Have you been to radio stations in America at all? So, what are you gonna do tomorrow? Some tourist? Go shopping?
Go to Hollywood. Tourist trip.
Walk around on Melrose?
Mm.
That's what I like to do when I can get. So, what do you, what's an average? Pardon me? I live 200 miles to the north. Just come down to see bands when they're here, because they don't usually make it to San Luis Obispo.
Mm.
That's kind of sad. What's an average day in the life of a person of Zymox if you're at home in Holland?
Being in the studio.
Being in the studio, you think, every day?
We have a small studio in ourselves. So if you're at home, you're in the studio.
Do you have any hobbies or anything you'd like to do that take your mind away from the band, listening to music? I know you have a lot of tapes around here. Is your whole life involved with music?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes reading.
Yeah.
Like reading in the van, if you're on the ride. That's the time to relax on the tour.
Do you like to write about what you read? Song-wise?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, I think, if I write, I like just do it alone, so it's more relaxed than I do on the tour. I think you should take all the fruits of life if you're on tour. You should see a lot of things instead of working on things you better do at home.
Your tour schedule is pretty crammed. Are you upset about that you can't see much more of America?
Not really, because we knew what to expect. Because we didn't want to take too much time, because we wanted to record the album.
Is this a low-budget tour then?
It is. Right.
Most of the things that come out of 480 are low budget, you
think? Both
high quality and low budget.
Yeah, they don't have billions to spend on it, so they, in a way, we've got to support ourselves. In that way, we do pretty well, but we're not earning any money with it.
You're not getting rich with the band?
No.
But you're making a better living than before you had records, perhaps?
That's really about everything you earn. You buy new equipment, sounds. Doesn't matter how many money you make. You make your own studio. Yeah, of course it's nice.
Do you think it's nice that you don't have to...
It doesn't affect your living.
That's true. Is it nice that you don't have to go out and work for... Not that you're not working, but work somewhere else that you can just concentrate on your music?
All work we do is for songs.
And you
That's
enjoy
the only earning we've got.
So you don't think of it as working, as being difficult work?
We don't consider it as a daily job or anything. It's just like part of a larger way, and that's the way we support ourselves.
Do you think you're lucky to have this lifestyle?
Yes.
I read an interview a couple of years ago that said you met in a library. Is that true?
Oh, I remember it. I remember it.
Did you make it up for abstract?
Oh, it's in the abstract. No, we met at college.
In the university. The library.
It was kind of humorous, I guess. Are you planning to do any other projects like that? Because you had a single on the record for the Abstract magazine, and you've had a song on Lonely's and Eyesore. Is there anything else you're doing that isn't appearing on album form or single form?
No, I don't think so. We're not very happy with the Abstract
thing. You are?
No, we prefer everything we release is for songs.
Did they not distribute the didn't they distribute the album well, or do you think that all the material should be yours on a record? What didn't you like about Amsterdam?
It's just an old dodgy recording, and they didn't really inform us pretty well what they planned to do with it, and it suddenly appeared on that record.
Well, for me personally, I don't like the idea of a record with 10 bands on it.
What about Lonely and Nice?
It's a different story. It's all for ID. I think many of the bands share the same
atmosphere for ID. It's just to promote the label for ID. We're willing to help promote the label for ID. But that's another story. The Abstract, that's another story.
You don't like compilation albums, though?
No.
You don't think it's a, perhaps...
Except for the 480.
Someone could buy a compilation album and be introduced to 11 bands for, like, $10.
Well, maybe for some people it's awesome.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Tell the listeners in San Luis Obispo town with 40,000 people.
No.